Alec Hall, here we are in the heart of downtown. Whereabouts exactly are we?
I'm Alex Hall, and I'm a studio artist and also a public art consultant, and I'm based here in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Basically grew up here, didn't you?
Yes, I spent most of my childhood here. I left for college, and then I came back in about 2011, and I've been here ever since.
And you're making it in the art world. It's a real job, a day job.
It's a real job. I knew of a starving artist model growing up, but I've passed that, and I'm now a living, working artist, yeah.
And it's kind of the breadth of the art world, because you do management and art installations.
Yeah, so I have a bit of an administrative brain, so I do my own work, which is a very creative thing, and then I also spend a lot of time doing administrative work, which is leans into some of my type A tendencies, maybe, so yeah.
For your art objects, your paintings and whatnot, do you sell them in Indianapolis, or how do you market them?
So I spend a lot of my time selling my artwork out of state, actually. My business model was actually frequently traveling to other locations, bigger cities.
What would be an ideal city that you would want to target?
I do really well in vacation home cities or in cities where there's lots of loft apartments and my contemporary style of work is appreciated.
A couple examples.
I do really well in Dallas area. I do fairly well on the East Coast, just outside of D.C. or North Carolina. I sell quite a lot of work throughout that state. And I even go as far west as Colorado.
And how about down to Florida? Yes, no?
Oh, yeah. Florida is a good market for me. I do more shipping artwork there than I do art shows down there. It's a little farther drive.
Do you promote and have an online gallery?
Yeah, I've had an online website for a really long time, and that was really helpful in the COVID years. I had patrons that were still buying my work, even though they couldn't see it in person.
It's still a working model today, right?
Yeah, it is. It's a lovely way for people to find my work and see what's happening and what's new.
Talk to us about painting on the side of buildings and partnering and coordinating and working with cities.
So I discovered that a lot of municipalities wanted more public art, but they didn't know how to do it. And so I've started this other job, basically.
You're a consultant.
Yeah, so I started consulting for public art, and I get to sometimes install murals myself, but I'm often helping navigate the contracts and the administrative load and the background before a piece of artwork is installed on a building.
When you do the installations, are they sometimes other people's work that you're helping to infill and physically paint?
Right. So I'm often advocating for other artists or making the opportunity available for other artists. So very rarely am I anymore painting the murals. I'm often the one building the foundation for someone else to come in and do the artwork.
The process of doing giant painting on the side of a building is not as simple as it seems. Even preparatory, making the wall ready for the paint.
A lot of what I get to do, especially if I'm working for a municipality, is I have to get the private property owner of that building to say yes to the idea in the first place. And then I'm often assessing the wall to make sure that we do the prep work to make sure the mural or the sculpture is going to last on that site.
Yeah, fluorescence and bleeding are really mitigating issues.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then, so it's not, I think often people think, oh, I bring a bucket of paint to the wall and it's done. There is just a lot of, there's contracts in place, there's different calls for artists that sometimes have to go out for a site. There's jury processes to decide what art's going to happen often. Yeah, quite a lot of hidden things in the background.
You do art projects for cities around the country. You do ongoing stuff right here, consultancy in the city of Fort Wayne.
Right. So I helped to develop what we call the Art This Way program, and it operates under the Downtown Improvement District here in Fort Wayne. And we've been doing public art since 2016 in downtown with that purpose in mind, getting public art on private property.
Why?
I have been an admirer of public art for my entire life, but also the culture that it creates. And we had a little bit of a gap here in Fort Wayne that needed to be filled, and I just happened to be right place, right time, and was able to help bring more public art to the city.
And how has it been received?
Pretty well received, I would say. We get quite a lot of recognition for it. The tourism office drives a lot of people into the city just to see the public art. We have a map and a public art trail. And even muralists have kind of started to recognize that this is a place where they might want to make sure they apply for the projects that come up because there's a lot happening here.
Content for the wall art, what is it typically here in Fort Wayne?
So we actually are pretty open with our theme. We like to create fine art on buildings, so we don't always steer the artwork theme, which is a little different than some other mural programs. We occasionally will have a piece that celebrates a specific thing, like the history here, or we have the 122nd Fighter Wing mural that speaks to that base located here in town. So every now and again, we're giving a nod to who we are, but for the most part, we just want really amazing art out there for the public to see for free.
And do you engage with like high school and junior high kids? And how do you do that?
We do a lot more collegiate level engagement, I would say. We have a couple of professors that have steered projects, and we now have two of the universities in town that have public art programs. And about every year, we partner with one of them to have their students come out and install one of these works so they get that hands-on experience.
Let's talk about the mentorship element.
So for a lot of young budding artists, they come into the scene and they maybe aren't familiar with the contracts, or they have no idea how to scale up their work. And something that we've really tried to do with both the university partnerships and also locally, and when we've done projects like the Make It Your Own Mural Fest, is make sure that local artists who are interested in building out that resume are given those opportunities. So we've been really cognizant of making sure that we're fostering local talent, even though we might be bringing in an internationally renowned artist. We want to pair them up and hopefully send everyone away with great relationship, but also a little bit more resume experience.
How do you engage with the community? Is there a civic online website? Talk to us about that.
You can find out more about this program at artthiswayfw.com. We do always have a rolling request for qualifications out there, so any artist who's ever interested in participating in one of our programs can just fill out that form and let us know that they are interested in being considered in the future, and we often reference that to collect information and make sure that we send out invitations to artists who show that they want to come to Fort Wayne and do what they do.
To learn more about your world.
So if they want to see more of my artwork, they can check it out at alexandrahallart.com. I have a full shop there. And then also for my consulting, I have a website for that. It's ahconsultingllc.com. And they are welcome to see some of the projects I've done around the country or reach out to me that way. And my name is Alex Hall. I'm a fine artist, studio artist, public art consultant, and I'm based in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm your host, Tom Wilmer, reporting from Fort Wayne, Indiana. We'll see you here.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, iTunes, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
This is Roseanne Cash, and I'm sitting here with Tom Wilmer. Please support your local NPR station.
I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. If I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.